Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Yak Gadget, made in America, based outside of Nashville, Tennessee. Yak Gadget offers all kinds of storage accessories, quick mount motor mounts, anchor systems, track mounted accessories, even paddles. Go to yakgadget.com and get your kayak decked out for your next trip out on the water.
The 153 Bait Company, based in Troy, Ohio, make everything from plastics to custom painted hard baits. Hook them hard and hook them off. All of our baits are made to order and all of our hard baits are hand painted to order. So go to the153anglers.com to place your order today.
Based in Santa Ana, California, BioNO Power provides the highest performance lithium-ion phosphate batteries for the marine market. These batteries are one quarter the weight of sealed lead-acid batteries, provide over 2,000 to 3,000 charge cycles, and a 10-plus year service life. These batteries can be used for any deep cycle application, including running fish finders, trolling motors, live wells, and LED lights. For more information, visit BioNOPower.com. That's BioNOPower.com or contact dealers nationwide.
Welcome to the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. This is the final cast segment with your hosts Brad Hicks and Josh Eldridge, where we cast our final opinions on all products good and bad. Welcome to the final cast.
You're listening to the final cast on the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. I'm your host, Brad.
What's up, Brad? I'm Josh. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Josh. I'm Brad. What's going on, man?
Not much. How are you?
Pretty good. Pumped, man. We got a cool episode. We got Trey Leach from Innovative Sportsman. Welcome to the show, man.
Thanks for having me.
Let's get into it. First off, let's go into how you got into kayak fishing and how you got into this crazy thing with Innovative Sportsman.
So it was actually a pretty crazy time for us. We were in the process of building and moving into a new house. And Jeff Little, everybody knows Jeff Little. He called me up. He needed it was just a grass blaster for a Torquedo cruise motor. He said, hey, is this something that you could look into? And at this time, I had no idea what a Torquedo motor was. I wasn't into kayak fishing. I had a jet boat. We fished shallow rivers up here where I live at. So I said, yeah, we're willing to try and make anything. So he brought a motor out, showed me what he needed done, left the motor. So we made the first grass blaster on a cruise motor. I think it was a cruise 2.0. And he looked at it and he's like, this thing looks great. He said, you know, is this something you'd want to manufacture? And I honestly told him, I said, manufacturing is not really my thing, but you know, if it pays the bills, I'll do it. Just manufacturing, it can be kind of boring. I like doing a lot of, I like custom fabrication and building custom things. And then it just snowballed from there. So after that, it was, hey, I've got this rock guard for my Torquedo 403 that I had another gentleman build, but he doesn't want to do it anymore. He doesn't have the time. And would you be willing to look at it? I said, yeah, absolutely. So we looked at it. We made our own, we put our own spin on it. The original rock guard didn't have the grass blaster on it. And then, so we advanced the first rock guard, and that was really our first big production item that we started doing. My welding business is called SDL Services. So it's kind of the mother company to Innovative Sportsman. So we started the manufacturing line, and everything that we manufacture runs through Innovative Sportsman. I've been welding since I was 8. My dad was a welder, so I started really young, and I've been doing it ever since. You know, kind of about I'd say, I think it was 2016. I told myself I got to go back to my roots and do what I know how to do. And, you know, let's start my own business. So we went from there and started out slow. And then, the Torquedo thing and, making the kayak parts and stuff really, you know, accelerated the business. And now, you know, we've got a hand in a little bit of everything, but, we stay busy. It's been a grind for sure. We started making kayak parts in 2018, early 2018. So, we're always trying to come up with something new. And, you know, our slogan is we innovate so you can adapt, because we just want everybody to be able to go out and enjoy kayak fishing. And, since I started making parts, I sold my boat. I'm all kayak fishing now. We do some local tournaments with MAKBF. We do a couple of the Hobie events and stuff too. This year we really tried to branch out and help with the local tournaments and stuff. We sponsor some, and you know, it's been great. The kayak community is awesome. We couldn't ask for any better. And for years, I always wanted to do something in the outdoor industry with my trade, which is fabrication, but I just didn't think it was ever possible. I didn't know what I could do to become a welder in the outdoor industry, but it found me, and it's been, it's been a blast.
That's a cool story, man. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The more it's neat to hear, because with kayak fishing, you hear more and more companies being started out like this in a sense. Mm-hmm. It's a very DIY, you know, like side to fishing that you see. And so it's cool because it breathes life into a lot of, you know, companies, and people come up with ideas and are like, yeah, you know, like you said, you started out like doing custom stuff. You're like, yeah, I'll build you one of those. And then the beauty of the kayak fishing industry is like, once one dude has it, like everybody wants one too.
Yeah.
And, you know, and when you have a good, you know, skilled trade like you do, it's really cool to see. I have a buddy who, he does like home audio visual stuff. His name's Mike, and he's real handy like that. He can weld, he can, you know, he's 3D printed stuff, and he's built like Torquedo mounts too, man. And like one person sees at a tournament, and then 10 people are asking right then and there, like, hey, can you build me one of these? You know, mm-hmm. But, it's really neat to see, you know, people grow a business out of something that's, I don't mean to say it's niche, but in the overall fishing thing, I think it's kind of getting above that status, but it's really cool to see people have success with it, man. And congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. It's been nonstop learning since we started. Like I said, I'd never been in the manufacturing field before. So I'm very particular about what I do and what I build. It has to be a certain way, but I had to learn how to outsource. I had to learn how to depend on other people, because there's no way I could keep up by myself. Hired my first employee last fall. I got a young guy out of high school. You know, he's 16 years old. He's on the fishing team, so he was just a good fit. And it's been great. We've learned how to do CAD drawing. I wanted to take a community college course on how to do CAD drawing, but it didn't work out. I just didn't have the time. So I went to the good old YouTube University and taught myself how to do CAD drawings. So it cut a lot of time out between me giving a part that I had built to someone and saying, hey, can you draw this for me so I can send it to this guy so he can cut it out with his CNC laser. And, it just really cut a lot of time out, and I design all the parts myself now, and then I'll send him the files, and, you know, he cuts out certain parts for me. And, you know, learning to do different coatings, like powder coating and anodizing and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it, because I'm really big into tech stuff and learning how to do like the CAD work and different stuff like that. And the things that you can do with the CAD system it's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It just allows my imagination to go wild. And that's what I really like about fabrication and stuff like that. I like using my imagination to come up with, you know, solutions for people.
Yeah, I can attest to that, man. I went to college for civil engineering and construction management. We use CAD and stuff like that. That is a cool program.
Yeah.
Yeah. You a crazy amount of possibilities. You can design stuff with that. It's crazy. That's just a different subject though. But, So if somebody comes to you with an idea, do you work with the customer in creating that, or?
It all depends. We've been real busy trying to keep up with the demand of the parts that we already have. On the manufacturer's end of it, we have to look at, okay, well, how much of a market is there going to be? Is this a one-time thing? You know, we don't want to go and design a part for someone that's going to cost them $500 because it's only a one-time thing. And we try to explain that to our customers. And that's the biggest thing is customer service. You know, we try to be upfront and honest with everybody. That way they know what they're getting into. Hey, you have a kayak that's not real common and we probably won't ever make another one. It's going to be quite expensive. You know, is this something that you're really interested in or not? And, you know, it tends to take a little time to do that too. Just like I said, trying to keep up with everything else. But, you know, we definitely look into anything that anybody wants built. You know, I'm always, if somebody calls me up and say, hey, I have this kayak, you know, is there something that, you know, can you build me an adapter plate for the back of it? And a new one now is bow mounts for the bow mounted trolling motors. Mm-hmm. They want adapter plates for those. And we haven't really got into those yet because it's just, like I said, trying to keep up. And there's a demand for it, but like one objective, they've gotten into that and they've been doing really well making those mounts and stuff. So we kind of usually send people their way or something, you know, we try to work together in the kayak industry and not say, oh yeah, we can do that because we don't want him selling it. We don't want to be like that. Everybody works together. There's business for everybody. So.
Gotcha. Yeah. That's cool, man. That's another reason I like the kayak industry, man. It seems like all these companies are just like a big group of friends and it's like, there's really no drama in between them all. That's what I like about it.
Yeah.
So let's get into this Torquedo stuff. I'm going to pull up the Rock Guard here because this is one of the first products I've ever seen by you guys. Yeah. You want to go into this Rock Guard for the Torquedo?
Yeah, sure. So we make two of them. That one there is for the Ultralight 403 motor. The original one didn't have that profile that you see in the middle. That large teardrop shaped profile. It had just a simple triangular shape that it was hydrodynamic, but it wasn't as hydrodynamic as that new profile. And then Jeff's like, hey, you know, you think we can improve that and put some type of a graph cutter or something on the back of it? And then, you know, we'll figure out what we're going to call it once you get it made and it works. And so a lot of times, when someone comes to me with a complex idea or something that's a little bit more difficult to make, I'll look at it and I can't, if I don't get it within the first couple of minutes and it's something that will sit there in the back of my mind until, you know, a lot of times it comes to me in the middle of the night and it'll be like, that's it. That's how I'm going to make it. So the biggest thing was trying to make it simple to manufacture. Because the more difficult it is to manufacture, the harder it is to keep up with demand. It's expensive. We try to keep costs down as much as possible. Mm-hmm. So we designed it. We took it out. We tested it out like we do with all the rest of our products. We beat the crap out of everything that we make just to make sure that we're not going to have customers come out and say, hey, you know, this broke. Because that's another thing people don't understand. It's more frustrating for me when they have problems with something that I make than it is for them. You know, I get more frustrated than they do, and I do the best I can to get them new parts out as soon as possible. So we made this thing, and I'm like, I don't know what we're going to call this thing, Jeff. And Jeff's like, I'm going to throw something out there. He's like, why don't we just call it a grass blaster? I'm like, cool. So Jeff came out with the idea of a grass blaster. So now our Rock Guards are made. It's the, you know, the ultralight Rock Guard with a grass blaster on it.
At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
That's cool. The grass blaster, I've heard the thing before, but what exactly is it?
So actually the picture you have there, I don't think I have a picture on our website of the 1103 Rock Guard. That's the 1103 Rock Guard that you have a picture of, but it doesn't have a grass blaster on it. It's a stainless steel blade that comes off of the back of the rock guard and hooks up, and it hooks up the same, like, along with the propeller. That way, if grass starts wrapping around, it actually shears it off.
Okay.
And if a lot of times, if you get in a hydrilla or something, it really wraps around it, you're not going to stop that, but you can actually raise that motor up. Yeah, that right there. You can raise that motor up and throw it in reverse, and it'll sling that grass right off of there in pieces. It won't just wrap around and clog it up. We've had guys saying, well, is there a way that you can make it so it doesn't clog up at all? Well, that's virtually impossible. We put them through some pretty tough stuff. Jeff, he went down to the lower Potomac one day, and he started going through the pads down there and grinding them up. And, you know, they just go. And it's, like I said, it's a stainless steel blade, and we've never had an issue with them.
That's a good idea. I really thought about doing that.
How did you come up with the idea in the location and stuff? Like, what brought about that? Like, this is where it needs to be. This is what it's going to do.
It was trial and error. The first ones that we made for that cruise motor, it was nowhere near the same thing as that. So it was a double-sided blade that was pointing outwards. Just, it was a vertical blade, and it would still get hung up on the bottom. So we were trying to figure out how to simplify it. So it was just trial and error. We'd make something and try it out. And then it just came to the point to where that's a really simple design. And we tried it out, and it works. And we were surprised that it worked as well as it did. But, I mean, we put these things through everything. And actually, it was pretty rewarding. We went to Louisiana for the national championship in 2019. And when we were down there, I was down there with a booth. We were right beside the Torquedo booth, and we were talking with a bunch of customers and stuff. And it was nice to meet people face to face finally. And then, you know, they were coming up, and everybody was saying, you know, the only thing that Grass Blaster will not cut is that whatever the moss is that grows in the trees down there. They said it's like braided fishing line. They said that's the only thing that falls in the water that will not cut off of that, the prop.
When you're like, well, then stay out of it, dude.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's a safety thing too. So you're not having to crawl back there and trying to clean your motor off and clean your prop off. And, you know, if you're fishing, it saves you time because every second counts when you're fishing a tournament, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the big thing. We designed one also for the PDL drive for the Old Town Kayaks. Mm-hmm. You know, we designed a Grass Blaster for that. And I actually have that kayak here, and I use it now. But it was one of those things where it wasn't real cost effective. I think it was a little profile and a stainless steel blade, and we had to sell it to make a profit for like $99, and it just wasn't cost effective. And we just sold out of those because we put them on sale at cost, and you know, just tried to get them out of our inventory because they're not doing any good sitting around collecting dust. So we got rid of those, but. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where you go into, you know, weighing the cost and if it's worthwhile to make. And we do a lot of that for sure. And I hate telling people no, hey, we can't do that. But sometimes you just have to.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm sure they understand too. Well, maybe a few people don't, but
for the most part, the kayak industry, the customers are great. You know, everybody understands. And like I said, customer service, trying to keep people informed. You know, a lot of times our rock guards are on the website on sale for a pre-order because we just can't keep up with demand. And you know, we just keep people informed. Hey, you know, they're going to Powder Coat, or, you know, we just got them back, or, you know, so they know what's going on. And very few people to date have ever canceled an order due to not having it within a couple of days.
Wow. That's awesome. So how sharp is that grass blade?
So what we do is we hand sharpen every one of them, and we hand sharpen it to a razor sharp blade, but then we take a palm sander because when we sharpen them, they're actually still flat. We sharpen them before we bend them. But so we sharpen them, and then we take a palm sander and we go over the edges just to knock the burrs off of it so it can't cut you. That's the biggest thing. It's very similar to a lawnmower blade. You know, a lawnmower blade, you don't sharpen to a sharp point. It just has that beveled edge, and that's what chops the grass. So that's the same thing with this thing. The first one we did that Jeff went to try out, we made an aluminum blade, and we sharpened it because we wanted it to cut everything it came in contact with. Well, it cut Jeff's finger. Like, I'm like, yeah, we can't have that. You knew it was sharp and you got cut. I don't want customers getting cut. And so we take the edge off of it so you can brush your hand on it and it's not going to cut you. And then we throw that little pinch point sticker on the back of the profile so, you know, people know, hey, don't get your finger in there. It's going to pinch your finger. So
it's crazy how something that little makes such a big impact when you're fishing with the motor.
Yep.
It just blows my mind.
Yeah. Especially in the fall when all the grass is dying or the leaves are coming down on the water. And, you know, it's, I used to dread fishing in the fall because of, you know, when I ran my jet boat,
yeah,
the jet would always suck up all the leaves and stuff like that. And the grass is floating, but, you know, you don't have to worry about that with the kayaks and the Torquedo motors, because it just grinds it up and pushes it off.
Yep. Another reason why kayaks are better than boats.
Yep.
That's cool. Let's see here. I'm going to go to your page here because you got more Torquedo accessories. So let's talk about those.
The thing that you're calling a profile is that like shroud looking thing, correct?
Yeah. The part that fits over the shaft of the motor.
The shaft. Yeah. So is that steel or
it's metal? It's aluminum.
Aluminum.
Yeah,
it's the same. Is the rock guard aluminum or is that steel tubing?
The whole thing is aluminum except aluminum for the blade. Yep. The rock guard weighs less than 2 pounds.
Cool. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So when we ship it out, it gets shipped down in like a 14-inch by 14-inch square box. And when you pick it up and you hand it to someone, they're like, is there even anything in here? Because it just feels so light, there's nothing in there. But that was the idea. And I think with the rock guard on, you may lose 0.2 miles an hour with the Torquedo motor.
That's not much at all.
Yeah, yeah, so that was the biggest thing. That was the biggest thing with the profile was, you know, we didn't want to have something that was going to drag the motor down and make it slower.
Right.
Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
And I also see that you guys sell the mounts, all kinds of different mounts for the Torquedo. You sell Torquedos. One of the things we were talking about before the show started, Brad wanted me to ask about it, was the, you also sell a foot control steering kit as well. Mm-hmm. And I have a buddy who just put a foot control in his PA-14 with his 1103. And he's been trying to tweak it to get it going. How's the success been with that so far?
The foot control steering kits, they sell about as fast as the rock guards do. They've been really popular, and it was one of those things where that steering kit is something that completely comes from other companies. So we've got Select Designs for the slide foot pegs, Yak Attack for the throttle mount, and of course the stainless steel screws, the tubing comes from another company, and then the Spectre cord comes from another company. So, you know, that's something that we can order, and it's not real time consuming for us to actually put it all together. The biggest thing is we got to remember to order the stuff in time so we don't run out of stock, which happens more than we'd like to mention. But, you know, with everything going on, it's been hard to keep up. But, you know, with COVID and everything, it kind of slowed down a lot of shipping and a lot of production on everybody was been, you know, just backed up. So it's been really well. So we give 25 feet of Spectre cord, 25 feet of tubing, which is enough for more than any kayak should ever need. And a lot of times it gives you extra. So if you mess up and you cut your tubing too short, a lot of times you still have enough tubing left over to replace like one side or something. The throttle mount, it's tried and true. It's proven. It's a Yak Attack product. They make awesome products. It's really universal. It's adjustable. It works on just about any kayak. We also make a what we call a flush mounted throttle mount for the Torqedo throttle. It's just a flat plate so you can mount on a kayak. So the Yak Attack one kind of puts it up a little bit. This is a flush mount if you got like a lower profile setup, or if it gets in the way of your paddle stroke or something like that, it keeps it a lot lower. But we've been really happy with the sales on the foot control steering kits, and to be able to put that together, it makes it easier for the customers to say, hey, you know, there's everything I need, rather than having to say, you know, do their own research and say, oh, I need this much Spectra, I need this much tubing. It just puts it all in one spot for them. And a lot of times we get customers that'll call us if they're wanting to rig their kayak, and they'll say, hey, I had this kayak, I don't know what I need. What do I need? So we'll kind of send them a grocery list of what they need, and then they usually order it. But this kind of simplifies that process a little bit, and having it already together.
I wish I would have known that last week, because I had a buddy that was just setting up his kayak with a motor on the back of his, and he was asking me all the stuff he needed. I was like, honestly, I've never done it, dude, so I don't know.
Yeah.
If he hasn't done any of this yet, I'm going to send him the link to this, because that's pretty cool.
And that's the other thing too. We have it broken down, so you can buy the Spectra cord separate, or you can buy the cord and tubing kit, which gives you the Spectra cord and the nylon tubing you need. You can buy the throttle mount separate. You can buy the foot control separate, whatever you need.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, I see that right here.
So that's another thing that we had to learn to do when we got into this. Not only manufacturing parts, how to outsource stuff. I build my own website. I do all my own website work. We do all the modifications, all the new products, take all of our own pictures, you know. It's definitely a full-time job. A lot of times I'm working late nights after my wife and kids go to bed to do the computer work, because during the day I'm in the shop doing the fabrication work.
That's cool. So you, not only are you doing fabrication, you're a retail store as well.
Yes. So we do. Pretty cool. It's all, it's internet retail. We do have a few customers that are local that'll come up when they need something. We keep that to a minimum. The dream, the goal, in the end, in a couple years, we would like to have our own retail store. The area that we're in, you have Dick's, locally, and then you got Bass Pro, you know, 45 minutes away, but the area we're in, there is no company that sells quality kayaks. You know, we've really? Got, yeah, there's, and, but we've got lakes. We've got a lot of electric only lakes within 30 minutes of us. The lower Potomac River is an hour and 20 minutes. The Susquehanna River is an hour and a half. We've got the bay, the upper bay is about an hour and a half from us. So we've got a lot of good fisheries, but there's, in our little general area, we're really rural out here, and there's not a good kayak dealer. So that's the goal in the next few years, is to possibly open up a retail establishment, sell kayaks, sell gear, and still do the custom work. I really, like I said, I enjoy the custom stuff, and I've done a few custom installs in the past week. We fit them in when we can. But that's the stuff I really enjoy, because I like the one-on-one with the customer and seeing their faces when they see their kayak after we're done with it. And, you know, that's what makes me happy, is seeing someone else happy.
Yeah, that sense of pride when something finally comes to life and you guys get to see it. That's cool. You might have said this, but where were you located?
We're in Mount Airy, Maryland.
Okay.
So we're in between Baltimore and Frederick.
Okay. Delaware Paddle Sports, is that out that way?
Delaware Paddle Sports is about 2.5 or 3 hours from us. They're one of our dealers.
Close.
So we have a dealer network too. And our two biggest dealers are Delaware Paddle Sports and the Dugout Bait and Tackle. But you know, we have, there are many other dealers. Strictly Sail is one of them. But you know, we have a dealer program, so we give dealer pricing. They can put it on their shelves. We try to keep them stocked up as much as we can. Like I said, it's been a grind, so they've been real good with us and patient. You know, we try to be upfront. Hey, when they put it in order, hey, it might be 30 days before you get it. You know, we'll do the best we can to get it out sooner. But those are all great companies that we work with and really understanding.
And that's like out with any company right now, it seems, man. It's hard to get your hands on any product right now.
It's crazy times. Actually, So like we are a Yak Power dealer, Select Designs, Yak Attack, Night Eyes, you know, so we're a dealer of products for all these companies. We try to keep in stock the majority of what we sell. And every once in a while, like we'll be, okay, well, we're going to try and add this new product from this company. So we always try to add something new, and get it on the website just so we can offer more to our customers. But, you know, it's enjoyable to be in contact with all these companies and to partner up with them and to sell their products. And it's rewarding in the end.
Yeah, I bet. So you got a few other plates here. It looks like you guys have a lot of the kayaks on the market covered. You don't have all of them, but you have a lot of them. You got a Feel Free Lure, Bonafide, New Canoe Pursuit, Wilderness Systems, Hobie, Old Town. Are those all made of the same aluminum that you're making the Rock Guard out of?
Well, yes and no. So the Rock Guard, the profiles that we order, they are an extruded aluminum. So like I said, it's a teardrop shape and they fit the profile of the Torquedo, or the shaft of the Torquedo. And then the Rock Guard itself is made of half inch round rod that's aluminum, and it's all custom bent and made. We were building everyone in house, and then we found a local guy who's a retired veteran, and he has his own little fabrication shop. So now he fabricates all those for us. We get them from him. We clean them up. We fit them. We send them the powder coat, get them back, put the hardware in them, and then they're ready to go. And he does great work. He's like me. He's real particular about his end job, and he wants it to be nice. He wants it to look good, functional, everything. So we were very fortunate to find him. The adapter plates, every one of our adapter plates is made of 1/4-inch aluminum.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, and every adapter plate that it's possible has 1/4-20 taps in it. So you're not having to hold nuts on the bottom of the plate. You're not having to do any of that stuff. It just makes it a lot simpler, a lot faster install. And to date, we don't have any adapter plates that we make that you have to drill into your kayak. Everything we do, it fits some type of insert or a hole that's already into your kayak. We don't want someone to have to buy our product and then drill a hole in their kayak, because we know a lot of people aren't comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. You know, me and Jeff, we'll put holes in kayaks all day long because we know how to do it properly, and how to, you know, if you need a backing plate on it or something like that. But, you know, we try to make it as easy as possible for our customers. And instead of sending instructions along with what we build, all of our plates and stuff, we do an install video for every plate that we have or every product that we develop.
Yeah. So it's funny that you mentioned that right now, because I went down to where you had your install videos. You guys, if you have any questions in regards to any of the Innovative Sportsman installs, he's got video after video after video on the website right here. And it's pretty cool, man. It's good that you go into detail, because that's something that's kind of frustrating. Sometimes you buy something and you're like, I'm putting this on a plastic boat. You know what I mean? Like, you just have this feeling that I don't want to mess it up. I don't want to mess the kayak up. And, you know, it's very informative, very helpful that you guys willing to go and, you know, take the time to record these and edit and throw them up on the website to help out anglers who are putting these motors on themselves.
Yep. Yeah. Cause I mean, not everybody has the ability or the know-how to put something together. You know, they need some type of instruction. So we go over the tools it takes to do it, and we try to keep all the tools very general, very simple. So it's something that you would have laying around in a little toolbox or in your garage or something like that.
Man, I'm just sitting here looking at this Old Town Predator adapter plate. It's cool. I like that it's metal, and I like that you have the inserts. Really cool.
Yep.
I'm not gonna mention any other companies' names, but a lot of other companies are using the plastic and stuff like that. You guys are using metal. That's kind of what makes you guys stand out more than others.
As far as I know, we are the only company that makes the metal adapter plates, aluminum adapter plates.
Yeah, and it doesn't weigh much more than the plastic does it?
If you go say you take a piece of quarter inch aluminum and a piece of quarter inch plastic that are the same size. I haven't like used a scale and actually did it, but they're very comparable in weight. The difference with plastic is a lot of times you have to use a lot thicker plastic than you would aluminum, because most of your plastic adapter plates are half inch thick. Mm-hmm. And then our aluminum is a quarter inch thick.
Yeah. I have the adapter plate for the XI3 from One Objective, and that thing's inch thick. Something like that, somewhere around there. Yeah, it's nice. Yep. But being, like I said, being yours metal, that's pretty cool. More durable, more rigid. Pretty cool.
Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why Midway USA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Dude, I'm going to have to get some foot control steering from you. So we were talking earlier because I asked Trey if he thought that I would be able to hook the foot control steering up and utilize it on a Bixby motor. I know you guys primarily work with, you know, Torquedo, so I don't mean to step on toes here, but
no problem.
I happen to have a friend who has a Bixby for sale, and I'm trying to stick it in a Kilroy HD possibly. And I've been trying to think of ways to make it removable, because this will be a kayak that goes on the river and I don't need that stuff on it. And then also what I do with the kayak is I drop a second seat in it for my kids and put them in front. So I'm trying to see if I'm wondering whether or not it will fit with that seat in there, if it's something that I'd need to make removable even, you know what I mean? I don't know. So like 1,000 ideas trying to go through my head, because I'm trying to whittle it down to just having one kayak, not, you know, a pedal drive with a motor and then a riverboat. As much as I would like to have that, just not really possible right now. But Trey was mentioning that, you know, that he doesn't see why you wouldn't be able to rig, you know, that foot control steering up to a Bixby as well.
Right. Yeah. And that's, like I said, with our customers, we get a lot of customers and we spend a lot of time answering emails, because customers will call us up with questions. And you know, if it's a kayak that we're not familiar with, I'll look up YouTube videos while I'm on the phone with them or while I'm emailing them, or pictures, and try and figure out what their application is and what parts they would need and how they could make it work. You know, that's the whole thing. Is, like I said, it's gratifying to help a customer and to know that I've helped someone who couldn't figure it out on their own, or just made their life a little easier by helping them figure it out.
Yeah. Have you seen the video of Jeff Little on the Kilroy HD trying to get the top speed out of it, and he's crammed up in the front of it, and it's absolutely hilarious. His feet are all, he's kind of crammed up in there. I laugh every time I watch it.
I think Jeff is like 6'4", so that's a whole lot of legs to cram up in there.
I didn't realize he was that tall. That's funny.
Yeah, so Jeff's the one that kind of got me started in this part of my fabrication, you know, and my abilities and stuff. So we work a lot together. He lives 30 minutes from me. He's here a lot. We work on a lot of stuff together. We've always got new ideas. Actually, he used to call me 3 or 4 times a week with new ideas. He's kind of slacked off here in the past couple of months. We've been swamped, but he's always got ideas rolling around in his head. I think he stays up half the time at night thinking of different stuff, or his ideas keep him up at night, and he'll come to me with them and he'll say, hey, this is what I want to do. This is how I want it to work. How can we make it work? So we work well together because he gets a lot of ideas, and then he's not exactly how to put them into play, how to make them work. But together we normally figure it out, and then we go test it. We film together. I go out with him on the water and we film a lot and testing products, and we do a lot of filming with Jake Harshman. You know, he tests out a lot of our products, because Jake Harshman, honestly, if anybody can break it, he can break it. So we like to put it in his hands so we know what the weak spots are. But
why does that not surprise me? I follow him on Instagram, and it just seems like
Like, I can see that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Didn't I see a video of him getting sick as a dog?
Yes.
That's a tournament. Yeah,
that was at Kissimmee. He had food poisoning. And yeah, Jake, he doesn't have much of a filter. He, like, you know, he's real funny, and you know, he just, Jake is Jake, and he likes to have a good time, and he shares it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah. He's been a guest on one of the shows on Pound and Fin before, so yeah, he's definitely no stranger. He can catch fish too.
Absolutely. Yep.
Cool, man.
Yeah, we fish together in the local MAKBF tournaments that we fish. He actually is fishing a lot of Delaware Paddle Sports stuff this year, their kayak series, and I'm going to try and fish a couple of those events too.
Yeah, that's cool. I've heard good things about MAKBF.
Yeah, they're a good group of guys that they're growing. You know, they have an awesome tournament trail this year. We've got some good fisheries, but we've also got them at a good part of the year where we could get some really good bags. We're fishing a lake on Saturday that is known for huge fish, but it's also known to be tough. It's a deep, clear water lake. They actually just started filling it this on April 1st. They started filling it. So it's been 8 foot low all winter long because they draw it down for the winter. Mm-hmm. And so it'll be interesting to see how it fishes. That's where I was at. When you messaged me earlier today, that's where I was at. I was going out and I had my graph and I was trying to map some stuff out and find some brush piles and stuff like that. I only took two rods and I didn't take any extra baits because I know if I take all my tackle, I'll do less time graphing and more time trying to catch fish. So I only took a couple baits that I figured, you know, if I'm going to catch one, it's going to be a big one on these baits, but I knew I wasn't going to throw them the whole time I was out there, and it would give me more time to actually graph and do the things I set out there to do.
That's cool. Yeah, I need to get back into doing the tournaments, man. I missed the first one this year.
If I don't do the tournament thing, and if Jeff and I weren't, you know, really good friends, I would never fish. I have to. So I do the tournament thing because I like being competitive. Mm-hmm. It also helps, you know, that I am a member of the community that I do a lot of work for.
Right.
You know, I get to meet a lot of the people that I do work for, but, so it allows me to get out of the shop because otherwise I would just spend all my time in the shop. I mean, I coach my kids in sports, that helps too, but sometimes I just need that break from the shop so I don't get burned out.
Yeah. And I was going to mention that, I imagine you do work a lot, so that is a good balance. Doing those tournaments forces you to get out. I like it.
Yep. Yeah, I try to make myself a schedule so I, you know, I stick to it. If I don't have some type of a plan or a schedule, I'll just say, oh, I got work to do. I don't have time for that.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I need that routine. Josh, you all right over there?
Yeah. My kids keep coming down talking to me.
I see that. I didn't know you had them tonight. My bad.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay. I've got them for like the next 4 days since we have the Dale Hollow open. So,
gotcha.
But
yeah, that's cool, man. You should come down for that. That'd be awesome.
What's that?
We Paddle and Fin. We're doing a tournament trail, and down at Dale Hollow is the first stop of the trail, and it's a regional trail. Yeah, it's going to be a blast.
When's that?
This April weekend.
9th, 10th, and 11th.
I'll be on Marburg trying to catch some big ones.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah. You got a tournament. Well, heck.
But if you guys are looking for, you know, torpedo rigging solutions, you know, like you said, you have the foot control steering. I've heard nothing but good things about that foot control steering. You have the Spectra cable available that you don't have to buy the Torquedo package for that. You know, hit up Innovative Sportsman, man. It'll, you know, they break it down, and you know, these adapter plates, they're metal like Brad, and then, you know, Brad and Trey had talked about, man. And you know, that's just that's one of those things. I'm a big fan of that too, because you tend to see plastic likes to flex.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, something durable, you know, it's one of those things that's like buy it once and you'll probably be done and that's it, you know. So you guys are putting out some amazing work, man, and you know, your name says it. You guys are innovative. The idea of coming up with the Rock Guard and the grass blaster. when you guys came up with that, it took me forever to figure out what you were talking about. Mm-hmm. I thought you made a new prop. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, this thing must be some seriously sharp plastic. I have no idea what they're talking about. Like, this thing's just sawing through grass like no other. But, you know, like after a while, I kind of did a little bit more research and figured it out. And that's awesome, man. It's a really good idea, because right where you see that location of is right there where the prop is. And, you know, any kind of motor, whether it's a pedal drive or whatever, that is exactly where it gets twisted and stuck right there. And it stays there. And it's a great, great idea. And I hope, you know, I'm excited to see what else you guys come up with, because it's been cool to see these new ideas.
Yeah, we've got a drawing board full of stuff. So, you know, we're always coming up with something, and there's always something new in the shop. We're trying to, you know, a lot of our products are geared towards the Torqueedo motor, but, you know, if anybody has any questions, for sure, you know, we're willing to go anywhere with it and try to make any parts. But Torqueedo, you know, we do a lot of stuff for their motors, because they're great motors and they're fast. Everybody knows they're fast, and the batteries last a long time. You know, we run them. I don't only sell them, I use them. So it helps me help other people with problems they may have, or if it'll work on their kayak, or, you know, we just like answering questions and helping people out. So if anybody has any questions with any of our products, feel free to reach out to us. Our number's on our website. There's a contact form you can fill out, and we try to get back to everybody as soon as we can.
Sweet. And as you guys can see on the ticker down here, you can find them at Innovative Sportsman on Instagram and Facebook.
Yep. We try to keep up with all the social media. Sometimes that's a little tough, but, you know, there's so many platforms out there.
Yeah.
It's fun to see the interaction and the customers that post stuff too. I mean, it's really rewarding to see them out there doing what they do and enjoying our products on their kayaks.
Heck yeah. So speaking of, you know, the drawing board, do you have any like upcoming or just ideas you'd want to kind of share? I always ask this question because we always get no, but it's hilarious because sometimes once in a blue moon, somebody's like, well, yeah, but you know what? I just got, you know, permission to talk about this. So you guys got anything new you kind of want to showcase or like, you know, hint on?
Nothing really groundbreaking, just, you know, new kayaks that we're looking to put a different plate or something on like that. You know, we've got some products coming out too for the larger Torqueedo motors, the cruise motors and stuff. We actually have a rock guard with a grass blaster coming out for that. We actually, the person testing that rock guard is Brian Stockel, or Brian the Carpenter from the Ike Live Show. You know, he's been testing that rock guard for about a year now. We met with him and installed it and did some fishing on the upper bay up here with him. Great group of guys there. We're, you know, we try to get something out there and test it for a good period of time to make sure it's going to hold up. So we've got that. There's a stick steering setup for the travel motor that we're coming out with. I don't know if you guys saw the videos from Jeff, his YouTube page, where we did the John boat install with the travel motor. So that we developed the stick steering setup for that boat, so you can actually sit up front and run your Torqueedo with a stick steer and fish. And we actually went down and filmed in Delaware for that, and that was a good time. That one's a very, very complex setup. It's a lot of moving parts with that one. So that one's been taking some time. But and then we've got for the travel motors, we're developing. So it, like up in the Great Lakes and stuff, the guys at Walleye Fish, they have kicker motors that they troll with. Well, we're developing an accessory for the travel motor that they can hook the travel motor to their big motor, so they can actually steer from the console to their big motor and steer the travel motor also. Actually, me and my employee just went out on his boat the other day on a local electric only lake, and we put a travel motor on the back of it and hooked that steering up. It was pretty awesome to be able to use that big boat on that lake and use the console and not have to sit back there with a tiller steer on the transom.
That is cool.
So that's stuff that's been in the works for a while. I mean, we've got a couple of really, really big ideas that we've been working on for about 6 to 8 months right now. I can't go into any details of that, but it's something completely different from us, and it's a whole different realm for Innovative Sportsmen.
Well, so we'll keep our eyes out, man.
And yeah, we're hoping to have something for the summer of 2021. So that's what we're hoping.
We're gonna have to get you back on the show then.
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Yeah,
I don't got anything else. Josh, you got anything else?
No, man. But I appreciate you taking the time to come on and talk with us. And you know, it's I've been following what you guys have been doing for the past few years, and it's been cool. Like I said before, to see what you guys come up with. It is truly innovative what you guys are doing. You're making improvements on, the kayak angler in mind. You are taking a product that is superior in the game when it comes to kayak motors, and you're making it that much more better. You know, you're putting it on a solid mount. And, I think what you guys are doing is really, really cool. And, I wish you guys nothing but best of luck, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, no problem. With that said, I guess we'll end it here, man. Good episode. Guys, this will air Thursday, so we might be seeing you Thursday, right? Josh, you going Thursday, Friday? What are you doing?
Yep. I'm leaving Thursday morning, so.
There you go. If you're listening to this, you're probably only a few hours away from seeing Josh, so.
Yay. Are you going?
Yeah, I'll probably will. Yeah, I'll be there Friday night.
There's this gray area. Trey, I've been yelling at him for like 3 weeks just to say yes or no, but it's always maybe, which means no. And Brad's language is no. I'm like,
no.
All right.
We'll see you guys next week. All Have right. a good one.
Thanks for tuning in to another killer episode on Paddle and Fin. Don't forget to go check out our website at paddlenfin.com. Don't forget to check out the YouTube channel at Paddle and Fin. If you got a question, comment, want to hear from a future guest on a future episode, feel free to email us at paddlenfin@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on social media at Paddle and Fin on Facebook and Instagram. Shout out to our show supporters, Angler, the Angler Button, and app just makes for a better time on the water and creates a virtual logbook for every fishing outing out on the water. Shout out to Rocktown Adventures, located in Northern Illinois, for all your kayaking, camping, and hiking needs. Shout out to Jigmasters Jigs. When in doubt, get the jig out. Go to jigmasters.com.
You're listening to the Waypoint Podcast Network, brought to you in part by HuntStand, the number one hunting and land management app.
Oh, that's awesome.
Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts, every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.